This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Don't forget to wear your condom.
Joy 94.9.
This is your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. Sure. Well, actually, you can just turn it off now.
Yeah, really. I can probably. There you go. You told me to turn it off. I did.
That's because it is Techno Gaze After Dark. Mark and Michael are with us.
Hello.
Hello.
This is a new regular segment.
If I have my way.
We've asked you on. I can definitely turn Andrew's mic off now. Yeah. We asked you on. Basically, we know that sex sells. Mm. We know that the sex industry has a huge impact. Technology has a huge impact on the sex industry,
yes,
and vice versa.
Vice versa,
the sex
definitely.
Industry has a huge impact in technology. We saw this with DVD. We saw this on the Betamax versus VHS. For those of you who are old enough to remember the Betamax versus VHS debate, that was won because the sex industry could produce VHS tapes cheaper than Betamax tapes.
Indeed.
The same as Blu-ray versus DVD. Blu-ray versus HD DVD.
Yes.
Got one because the porn studios eventually decided to go Blu-ray.
And some would argue that the internet has really grown in terms of bandwidth and so forth because of
porn
because people wanted it, you know,
in real time,
as fast as they could get it.
We, for those of us who are used to sort of the 2400 baud modems, when you had to sit and wait for your porn line by line by agonizing line, and you just, you know, at that stage we quite liked headless torsos because we didn't have the time to wait for a face.
Right.
Anyway, so
straight to the point.
The point is, we brought you guys in here. What is new in the realm of sex and technology?
Well, of course, we've discussed some elements of this before, right? So we've actually had some products featured on the show.
On Techno Gaze.
We lead hide and seek.
When is Techno Gaze?
Yeah.
Saturdays, 12 o'clock.
Midday, yeah.
Nice.
Also available on podcast.
There you go. So what have you got for us?
Well, we've got a Bluetooth massager.
Well, actually, you want to predicate this with, you know, it's starting the in tech today, there's a lot of physical sort of componentry coming out of it, right? So you get on the internet, you want to actually connect that to the physical world now, right? So things that aren't just on your screen,
yes,
you actually want, you know, Wii motion, you know,
the word for this, if you want to impress your friends and influence people, the word for this is haptic.
Yes.
There you go. So you want haptic interaction, which means that your porn reaches out and touches you.
Yes.
And in fact, there are a couple of words that you could use. You could use the words teledildonics.
Yes.
Or cyberdildonics.
Which are, in fact, legitimate terms to use because they have Wikipedia pages. Yes.
So if it's in Wikipedia, it's real.
Is it in the Oxford English Dictionary? Have they added teledildonics to the OED?
In five years' time.
I'll submit the request now.
Yeah. But okay, so what is teledildonics?
It is, well, it's the ability to connect your whichever sex device to your computer and have it communicate over the internet, right? So
now we've seen, you know, one of our fantastic sponsors is the lovely Man House, and I recommend people pop in because they have a fuck machine that connects to your iPod.
It doesn't beat around the bush, does
it? No. This is nothing. This is not a blender with a certain attachment. You know, this is not a neck massage that people use in a different place. This is a fuck machine.
A single task machine.
A single task machine.
Yes.
I could probably cut wood. But it connects to the internet. It connects to your iPod. It connects to sequencing software so that you can program the fuck machine.
Yes.
To fuck you in time to music. No, somebody needs a grant to study the relative orgasmic responses to different genres of music.
Well, this got me thinking about the need, because right now there's not a lot of, you could probably interact with other people perhaps, and I think there's software out there to do that today. And I mean, we've talked about the Blue Motion Massager, right, which is a thing that can be inserted into
orifices.
Well, no. It's designed initially for women, and mm-hmm. it's a little insert that you can put into your panties, uh-huh. and it's a little vibrator that basically molds to the shape of the vagina. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that you control it via Bluetooth via your phone to increase the intensity or decrease it. So you could be out in a public space, and you are a little bit bored by what's going on, so you up the vibration.
I'm getting a text.
And yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. There was even talk about them introducing friends. You know, you might have a partner that has the app on their phone, and it just communicates with
it
you.
It does give you new meaning to sort of vibrating alerts. You know, so I'm getting, oh, I got a text. Just keep texting me.
Well, we took it a little bit further.
Okay.
Because, you know, we had this little chat about on TechnoGaze, Saturday 12, and what we thought was, think of chat roulette. Wouldn't it be nice that you could make this app available to everybody in the room, and somebody unbeknownst to you presses the button, and they look around the room and see who's smiling?
This is, in fact, a plot point if you've seen the movie Short Bus.
Right.
Because they have also a remote vibrator, but the boyfriend loses the remote in a group sex party.
Oh.
And then people think it's a TV remote or a garage door remote, and they just keep pushing the button, not knowing what's going on.
It gives a whole new meaning to dropping your keys in the basket.
But there was also, I remember reading a while ago about a teledildonic kissing simulator where you could kiss, you know, remotely, you could kiss a mouth.
Yep.
And that would then be transmitted across the internet to somebody else's tongue.
Tongue and all.
A mechanical tongue that would then kiss the other person.
Yes.
This is fantastic.
Where do I buy?
Now, take my money now.
If you're a glass hole, and for those people that don't know, that's somebody who wears Google Glass.
We will be back. We will be back with glass holes right after this. You are on Hide and Seek with TechnoGaze After Dark here on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 with Avi Miller. Andrew the Apprentice's mic is turned off because we are in the studio with the TechnoGaze After. We're in the studio with the TechnoGaze boys doing TechnoGaze After Dark.
After Dark. It's all the things that we're allowed to say.
You can say the word fuck on this show. Great.
We're so used to not saying it.
Go on. I know you want to.
Oh, fuck it.
So, next up, we were talking about glass holes.
Yes.
Yes. So Glass, of course, Google Glass is a product you can buy to put images right in your eye, right?
And Google would like to brand people as glass explorers.
Yeah. Rather
everybody else is calling them glass holes.
There was actually a particular incident that caused that, but you can hear about that on TechnoGaze. It's the reason why it's called glass holes.
Yes.
But there is actually, Michael, I think there's an app that is being introduced for the Google Glass.
Yeah, it's called Sex with Glass.
There you go.
And the idea is that you and your partner, and I guess it assumes that there are only two of you in the room or wherever you are together, you and your partner wear the Google Glass device and you get to see what your partner sees.
Yeah, so it's projecting their camera image into your glass.
That's right.
So you can see yourself fucking, essentially.
And I'm sorry, that's a turn off for me.
You know what I want? What you need is a video ref off to the side with one of those interactive markers.
They don't need to be in the room either.
No, they
don't. The other side of the world.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I forgot to add, there is an iPhone bit of the software that you can put your iPhone in the corner and you can project that from a different angle as well.
There you go. But you need those, you know, when they're doing sports ball and And on the television, they say, oh, this person is moving from this. And they draw arrows and circles.
Of course.
They get very sort of, you know, intense about it. Imagine, you know, there's a third party watching, sort of critiquing. You'll say, if you could move this bit over here and just, yeah, anyway.
Well, you're always looking to improve your performance. Indeed. Unless you've got a recording, you can say, oh, I could have done this a little bit better.
But now Google, so of course, you want to get glass, Google take you through Explorer training. You have to go to Mountain View to get your glass if you buy them. One of the things that glass doesn't or wasn't previously allowed to do is you weren't allowed to publish pornography shot with glass.
Indeed.
One of the first sets of people who wanted to buy glass were porn studios in California.
It's the obvious choice.
Yeah, absolutely.
If anything can be progressed with technology, it's the porn industry, right?
Indeed. Right.
Well, it does help with the adoption of technology, which is good.
Yes.
And if anybody does have two sets of Google Glass and wants to try this out, for science, I'm possibly willing to do it. You know what I would find distracting? Have you guys worn a glass?
No, not yet.
Okay, so when we were doing World AIDS Day worldwide last year, one of our guests, Chris Dancy from the US, is I'm going to call him an explorer because I like Chris. I'm not going to call him a glasshole. But he had his glass with him, and I was wearing them for about half an hour, 40 minutes. It's kind of weird because you have to look up and to the right because the screen isn't like a heads-up display that sort of floats in front of you. It's up and to the right of your field of vision.
Yeah.
So I can just imagine you'd look cross-eyed while you were having sex because you're looking up and to the right to see yourself.
So
you
get a bit distracted as well.
And it's a pretty small screen.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
You know, it's like,
look at me, darling, don't look up there.
It's also glass, zoom in. Glass, oh, I'm huge. Oh.
Actually, for the Google Glass sex app, there is a particular command to shut it down, which is, I think, Google pull out.
Okay, we're rapidly running out of time. What else have you got for me?
We have some new product ideas as well, right? So we're brainstorming as we do because, you know, that's what we like to do, man.
And we may have got carried away a little bit because we've got a full business plan here.
It is tight.
Could you imagine, though, the different types of devices? So you've got your real things that you can buy at Manhouse and so forth.
Yes.
Just connect them to the internet. You obviously need the right interfaces. And I've been into Arduino lately. It's this open hardware platform system thing that you can get your hands on and actually do stuff with. And it really bridges that gap of you know, your computer to the physical world.
It's kind of the one step up from Lego Mindstorms.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. In fact, yes. So plug these Arduinos into a fuck machine.
A dildo.
Yes.
A cock sheath.
There you go. We know them as those fake bums, fake mouths, fake vaginas. If that
you could have Wi-Fi enabled nipple clamps.
Tremendous. Wi-Fi enabled cock rings could be good with vibrating kind of things, yeah.
Well, what we're thinking as well is like an entire suit, an exoskeletal suit that can stimulate all parts of your body. How cool would that be? It'd be like, I want to touch
you there.
What about
the weight?
Well, it's already being done. I mean, these things have already been done. It's just the application on you know, for the purposes of what we're talking about tonight. No.
And you can say sex on the show.
Sex, there we go. Can I say fuck as well?
You can, yes.
And of course, you know, if you're taking in, let's say, cyber sex or phone sex, you could have a Ken or Barbie doll that you use to manipulate what your partner at the other end of the line feels.
It does give new meaning to show me on the doll where the bad man touched you. Again and again and again.
We're thinking paddles as well. That could be an interesting concept, having paddles.
You never have to leave the house. And now, anyway.
Face masks.
How yes.
Now, of course, because we're thinking of the future and not all devices, you know, are around today that are going to be around in the future, we need to have a common language to
we
drive
do.
All of this.
Yes. Because XML is not going to cut it.
Exactly. And you want interoperability between your devices.
Well, you do.
Yeah. So we need to have an open source language. And, you know, I think we've named it OGSM, the Orgasmic Group Sex Markup Language. Orgasmal.
Orgasmal. That's Orgasmal. Fantastic. And to wrap it up, this does actually remind me of a story which is possibly apocryphal, but back in the day, IB IBM came up with a brand new technology that they attempted to market as sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they think they'd get the young white urban male. It is now called SCSI. because that's what most people think of as geeks. But they did. There was a huge push to try and market SCSI as sexy.
Perhaps it was a bit before its time.
It possibly was. That was everything. Everything the techno gays boys possibly can't talk about. 12 o'clock on Saturdays, you said?
Yes, there midday, you go. Saturday.
There you go.
And via podcast.
There you go. Thank you so much, Mark and Michael, for joining us here on Hide and Seek.
It's been our pleasure.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.